Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Last night's Mega Millions lottery prize hit $636 million, and it went to two lucky winners. One in San Jose, California, the other in Atlanta, Georgia. The jackpot numbers 8, 14, 17, 20, 39. Hey, those are the jersey numbers of my favorite players for the 1984 Chicago Bears football team. Oh, man, I blew it. One of you in Huntington, West Virginia has a system. I've played the same numbers every drawing for more than 3 years, longer than my last relationship. I still have my ex's birthday in the mix, though. And if that number comes in, does the X come calling?
Well, congratulations. You finally won the lottery. Shirley Jackson's the lottery!
Right, Shirley Jackson's lottery. In the famous short story, A Stoning. Not exactly anybody's idea of easy street. Susan Bradley joins us now, founder of the Sudden Money Institute. I love that name, Susan.
Good morning. Thank you.
So when is a lottery winning kind of like being stoned in the sense that it doesn't become the most positive development in your life and actually hurts?
You know, it does happen, but it can be corrected, unlike stoning could be corrected. What some people say it feels like is they've been shot through a cannon from maybe like a pastoral setting of the family farm onto Times Square. And then they find out that they can't get home from Times Square.
And how do you advise people like this? I mean, what do you tell them?
Well, you know, it's a different kind of financial planning. What we do at the Sudden Money Institute is we train financial transitionists because it's an adaptive change planning process rather than a technical planning change process, which means that we work with people on how it feels and their relationships, the commitments they're making, the reworking of their hopes and dreams. It seems like everything falls apart and needs to get put back together again. The money part is what instigates this, but it doesn't become so much about the money. It becomes about the personal change side of it.
So is your first advice, throw away your cell phone, get a new number, change your address?
Yes. Really? Yep. Not necessarily change your address, but definitely get a new phone number. The onslaught is fairly severe if you go public with this. And in most lotteries, you have to disclose your name. Sometimes you have to have what they euphemistically call a photo op when you collect your winnings.
What is the most ridiculous first purchase a lottery winner in your experience ever made?
It's kind of a funny thing. One person bought a town.
I love it. I was driving home with somebody last night, and he was telling me I would get an island.
Okay, same thing.
And it's those kinds of things that you definitely advise against.
Yeah, and this town wasn't, as you can imagine, much of a town, and it was very isolated, and it didn't turn out all that well, but it was an interesting adventure for them.
As financial planning goes, what's more fun or more challenging, helping people who have almost no money try to get to retirement or helping people with an embarrassment of riches like this?
You know, it's funny that it's actually people with small amounts because you can build a system for that. You can build a, you know, save more, spend less, don't make any big mistakes, be consistent, be disciplined, and eventually you get to a goal. And with these folks, let's say that they had been doing that. Now they kind of fall into this abyss. And the abyss is, it's not a comfortable place. It's fun in some ways. There are a lot of good things about it, but
it's an abyss. And we'd all love to fall into it. But we hope you're there with us. Susan Bradley is founder of the Sudden Money Institute in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Thanks so much, Susan.
My pleasure.